1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Parts of Southern California are a muddy mess this morning after Tropical Storm Hillary blasted the region with rain. CBS's Michael Spencer has our top story.
Mud flows derailed a train in California's desert, and in the higher elevations, decimated mountainside. Steve Markham says the sandbags he put near his home didn't stand a chance.
There's boulders the size of a Volkswagen that are just sitting over there. So strange.
Even on roads that looked okay, standing water caught drivers by surprise.
Areas closer to the coast, like here in Long Beach, are dealing with storm debris. The LA River is clogged with both vegetation and trash.
President Biden is back on the U.S. mainland after surveying the wildfire damage on Maui and promising full federal support for the rebuilding effort. Governor Josh Green is urging tourists to support the state's economy by visiting.
All of the other areas of Maui, friends, and the rest of Hawaii are safe. They're open. They're available.
The death toll on Maui is up to 115. More than 800 people are still missing. An update on former President Trump's indictment for alleged attempts to overturn election results in Georgia. CBS's Jared Hill.
Part of the agreement finalized Monday, a $200,000 bond and a promise that Trump shall make no direct or indirect threat against any co-defendant or witness. On Truth Social, the former president posted he'll be arrested Thursday for making, quote, a perfect
phone call. A federal appeals panel says a ban on hormone treatments and puberty blockers for trans kids under 18 can go forward in Alabama. Dr. Jack Turbin at UC San Francisco.
It's a decision that goes against the recommendation of every major medical organization, including the American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the American Psychiatric Association, all of which said that, you know, these laws would be dangerous to go into effect.
The FDA has approved the first shot for pregnant women to protect newborns against a dangerous virus. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The vaccine was over 80% effective in protecting infants against severe RSV disease up to 3 months, and about 70% effective in protecting infants against severe RSV out to 6 months.
Sweet revenge for an American sprinter.
Here comes Sha'Carri Richardson! Sha'Carri's done it!
23-year-old, officially the fastest woman in the world, with a new record of 10.65 seconds in the 100 meter at the Track and Field Championships in Budapest on NBC Sports. 2 years ago, her dreams were dashed by a positive pot test. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council. Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with a high of 90. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 72. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 98. Tomorrow, sunny skies.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Station and on the Civic Media app.
Coming to the greater Green Bay area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion non-obtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Is it Wednesday or Tuesday?
It's Tuesday. Johnny,
yeah. Okay, happy Tuesday.
22nd.
Probably should get that right to begin with, huh? First words out of your mouth is a mistake.
Okay. You came in this morning with it's great energy.
Well, because but... I was, okay, so I'm staying here for a few days.
Right.
At the City Deck Landing, which is fantastic.
It is, just isn't wonderful. It?
Even though I'm sleeping on the floor.
Yeah, I know.
My back hurts a lot.
We're working on it. We're working on it. We're gonna
I don't know if we're going to do a
fundraiser.
I'm just
we're
sleeping right on the floor.
We're going to get you a pull-out sofa.
Something. So, or an air mattress. Maybe like a blow-up type
thing.
There
you go.
Yeah. But anyway, so I heard these bells going off this morning. And it's like, what's that? And there is this big, huge, beautiful ship, the Elpina. Is that an ore carrier? It looks like an ore
carrier.
Okay. Or carrying coal here, I would imagine, right? Or whatever. Going through the locks, right?
The bridge.
It's just majestic.
It is.
Oh, my gosh. I always wanted to work on one of those ships. Yeah, I really did.
Very cool life. And
so cool.
And that is, you know, we that's like theater. That's,
yes.
It's not annoying. That's a beautiful.
I could have sat there and watched that thing the entire time.
And one guy's driving that.
Is it really just that one guy from the wheelhouse or whatever, right?
He is.
Okay. I got to say this, though. So the bridge went up, and it was a good 15 minutes, maybe 20 before the ship actually went under the bridge. Why did they open them so early?
Well, we'd ask that and looking at because people complain about that. It's like, why don't you open it up when he's, you know,
right, closer,
100 yards away or something like that? They can't stop those ships. Now, I don't know, 20 minutes, that seems a little, you know, to put in the...
Maybe 15. I'll say 15.
Okay, but still the...
But when you're sitting in your car, because I got stopped by the train on Sunday when I was coming back to the fair.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And it was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And there were people behind me and in front of me, so I couldn't, like, do the U-turn.
And did they do the re-hitching where
he
it stopped?
He did not.
Okay.
Well, so I was happy for that.
Okay, because that's annoying.
That's when crazy. It stops. You think they're done, and then they back up?
Right.
Oh, I hate that.
So, but the boat, I don't know if there's a law, but they do close the bridges. I mean, close.
They open
the bridges early. And the boat is pretty far out in the bay.
I didn't even see it. It was leaving. Okay, it was heading out towards the bay, but I looked, because the other bridge, the Mason Street Bridge, you know, obviously was open.
Right.
So I looked down there, and it's like,
it's not even there
I don't
yet.
See it.
Right.
It's not even there.
I know.
And everything had been stopped.
Yeah, but I don't know, those thrust reversers, or whatever that's called, I guess, and it looks like it's going, like you said this morning, when we got here.
2 miles an hour?
Nah, it's going a lot faster than that.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is. But it looks, I mean, that's such a huge vessel, it only looks like it's going 2 miles an hour, but... Now, the reason is because to reverse them, to stop them is like, I don't know if it's impossible, but...
I know, but can't the bridge tender just say, where you at? Well, I'm just coming to the first bridge. Okay, I'll open mine now.
Yeah.
You know? It's...
Okay. Do you know there's... I think the city, you know, and I don't know if you're still looking for work. You seem...
Me?
Yeah.
I'm always looking for work.
John, bridge tender.
I would love to be a bridge tender.
That is a good gig.
I would love to be a bridge tender.
Because you're obviously off in the winter.
I think I'm too old to be a welder. That was my other option. Well, I have to go to school to get my degree, and I think I'm too old for that.
Well, I don't know. They say you're never too old for that. I think it's more the math that would be your challenge.
Why is there math in welding? You're gluing things together. Why is there math?
Heat.
Okay.
Some formulas that you probably have to know.
I don't think I need to worry about those things. Jason, what?
That is why you got that look in your eye. That is why you're not going to be a welder.
Yeah, you got to know angles.
Right, angles.
And you got to know like the thickness of the metal and how those go together.
Math.
Yeah, that's all math.
It's all math. So I think age is secondary. Mm-hmm. But
does that feel good?
Feel good, Jason?
I mean, a little bit this morning. Yeah,
destroying the hopes and dreams of someone else.
Well, I don't think we should give up on that.
How did I destroy your dream?
You just destroyed my dream of being a welder.
Well, I think he just did.
Because you, I believe. I don't believe him.
We're in radio. That's why we don't like math.
A splash of reality. But the bridge tender thing, I think that you could do.
Because you'd
be radioed in and they say, Morning Mino, and you could crack a joke and then say, okay, open the bridge. And
I know, right? Would I call him Captain or Skipper? Morning, Captain. Morning, Skip.
You know that? I tell you.
How you doing?
Because that transit thing is still an option for you. I know you're a little, you don't know your directions
at all.
That's all right. There's a map right in front
of you. Is it wrong? How bad is this, Jim? So from right where we are sitting to the DePere Fairgrounds, would you have any problem getting there?
No.
I had to do my like GPS thing.
Oh my God.
I know.
It's Broadway's the whole way.
I know. I didn't think it just didn't seem like okay, Jason, I don't need that look either. What kind of hat are you wearing today, Jason?
Green Bay Blizzard.
That's nice. Yeah. It's a nice hat.
My cousin played for them.
For the Blizzard?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Where do you play college?
Bemidji.
Bemidji, the Beavers.
Yep.
I know Bemidji, Minnesota. You ever been there?
I have not.
Wow, I'm surprised, because any place I've ever mentioned, you've been there. Yeah, oh, yeah, I was there for a convention in 87. Oh, yeah, I was there for a seminar.
I've been to a lot of places.
I got a key to the city. They gave me a key to the city.
No, I've not been to Bemidji.
It's a nice little town.
And they have
a big thing of Paul Bunyan there.
The reason I know Bemidji is, you know, when you go to school, there's RAs, resident assistants, those are students, and the RD is the resident director, which are usually graduate students. The RRD was from Bemidji.
Ah.
So I know.
Where did you go to college?
St. Norbert.
Oh, that's right. What? Were you in their musical theater program? Because it was really good. It was Berter, wasn't it?
Dudley Berter.
They did. The very first story I ever did for Channel 26, it's called The Mino Project, was on him. He was so fascinating. We sat and we talked probably for an hour and a half in his office after the interview about his time at Notre Dame back in like the 30s.
Yeah.
Like the Newt Rockne era.
DoorWorks. I have a serious problem, and I don't know if I need you or an exorcist. My garage door opens all on its own without me pushing the button or anything.
Ma'am, let me do a little investigating and I'll have an answer for you in no time. I discovered the problem, but it took a little detective work. Your equipment is absolutely fine.
Is it possessed, then?
No, ma'am. It's much simpler than that. Sometimes a low battery can trigger the door to open randomly. We've cast out your dead battery, and your door is working fine.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
What?
But John.
Well, you're laughing, Jason.
But, John, I would say.
I could do stuff.
With food?
Yeah.
Like, put it in your mouth?
Yeah.
Okay.
See,
why don't you turn that mic off, Jason?
Okay, yeah. Sounds good.
We'll be like, Crute. We'll invite you in. Everybody said that we were in Madison. And
yeah.
He said that.
Yes,
told
I do.
Us how to. He was telling. We went down to Madison to. I don't know if it was really an interview. It was more like, let's get this thing going. And one of the owners was
trying to tell me how to do radio.
Right. That was a long drive home.
I didn't take that well.
No, you didn't. That was funny.
I did not.
Be like, this is how you run for office.
Yeah.
You know, to me,
exactly and same type of thing.
Because you definitely know what you're doing. Now, I want to talk about TC. I want to give them because we're going to get the new president on. She's great.
Excellent.
And you know, I teach there, and what TC does that I think they didn't do back when maybe you guys or when your friends or whoever went there, you really just learn the skill. Now they reach out because these students, they're studying culinary. They're going to be great chefs or work in food service, but they've got to take business classes.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that's great that they're rounding out that education.
Totally.
So that is
no question.
Good, and it's practical too.
Yeah.
You're not going to get out of school with a lot of debt.
So all your friends, all the acquaintances, all the contacts you have, you still haven't found me a part-time job.
But I think I just want to find the right one.
Okay.
The only thing I'll say about the reason I want to find you the right job is you are at an age where I don't think we have a lot of options in terms of, you know.
Well, I think I still do because I'm in shape. Jason, just be quiet.
Yeah.
Well, I saw that look in your eyes again. John, 2 minutes.
John, we're...
Jason's got an attitude today. He's like giving us the stink eye whole time.
But, so I
that's a cool Packer shirt too, Jason. Where'd you get that from? I like that one. Is that a training camp one?
No, I just got it yesterday.
That's cool. From the pro shop?
No.
Oh, that's cool.
From Sam's.
Oh, looks cool. How weird was it? Okay, so you know what Jim's wife did at the Packer game the other night?
I don't.
Ordered a dress. And had it delivered to the box at the Packer game. I've never seen that before. How did she do that? What was going on there? It's like, what's going on? Your wife is ordering a dress at the Packer game, and it's delivered to her during the game.
We were in a Skybox.
Yes.
And they give you...
Holiday travel. Thank you very much.
Right.
I'm hosting their trip once again to Arizona.
Yeah.
Brewer Spring Training. Hope you folks can come along. It's a lot of fun.
So they invited... these what do you call it? The travel host, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they invited the travel hosts in and people who kind of build that, and so John was nice enough to invite my wife and I, and when you got in there, John, there was cards on the table, 15% discount if you order before the third quarter. So we went on the website and they had shirts and dresses, and she found a dress she liked, so she ordered that, and then they delivered it
next
to the box.
Next thing you know, they're delivering a dress to the box. I had no idea. Can anybody in the stands do that?
No. I think
it had to be in the box.
Right.
Well, we're cool.
I know. We were.
We're the cool people.
We were.
It's good to have friends. We're not really cool, but it's good to have cool friends.
We're cool.
Let's put it that way. Absolutely. Well, okay. Can I just throw this one line at you? Tell me the movie. Got any weed? Nah. You'd be cooler if you did. Dazed and Confused. Matthew McConaughey. Mind of the Mayor! We got a big show coming up. Greg Cook, former Packer, joining us. Christie's joining us with the landing deck. Back right after this.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of August, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on August 26th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the
the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Minakusa presents the Golden Days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The Golden Days await at Ho-Chunk Minakusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Minakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Mino and the Mayor.
Johnny brought in a coffee maker because
Keurig.
Yeah. You don't even know how to say it. It doesn't know how to operate.
I know how to use it.
So I don't know about that. But anyway, so he goes, go make some coffee. Yeah, I go back. He didn't really say that. I said, I'll go make some coffee. I went back there and I just couldn't get, I don't know, it didn't work.
It's all over my shirt. Because where the hell were you?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Daytime highs approaching 82 today. Under mainly sunny skies, winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 69. High temperatures reach up to 96 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 68.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Tuesday morning, downtown Green Bay, downtown Oshkosh, downtown Appleton, downtown Francis Creek. Does Francis Creek have a downtown? I don't know.
The locals probably say yes.
Yeah, they do. You know what? There's a really cool restaurant in Francis Creek. It used to be a bank. You go there on a Saturday morning, and you'll basically almost wait in line because their omelets are so good, and they are huge.
Yeah.
And I don't know the name of it, but it used to be a bank in Francis Creek, and now it's turned into a restaurant. It's fantastic. I'm a big breakfast guy.
Yes.
And I just, it's a great
lunch,
place. Yeah.
Dinner.
Okay. So anyway, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You love the birds and the bees, right? Well, keep them out of your house. For the record, I'm talking about actual bugs and birds. The beauty of the 250 series from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is that these exclusive hidden screens are incredible. They stay inside the window while you're not using it. How brilliant is that? You can retire that fly swatter, have a beautiful outdoor view whenever screens aren't needed. Also, within the 250 series line, Pella's outstanding patio doors. They are amazing. Mr. Mayor, you have those.
I do.
You have those.
I love
which
Pella.
Floor do you have those on? First through fourth, or just which one? Which one is it, Jason? Four store, Jason.
Yeah,
it's four. It's, four it's, levels. His is a four level house.
I know. He said he had them on all four levels.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah. If you bundle, which the mayor did, and save the 250 series patio and eight double hung windows with exclusive hidden screens, pay as low as $188 per month. That is a phenomenal deal. Visit PellaWI.com today. Certain restrictions apply. See their showroom, which is really cool, for details. The offer ends at the end of the month. You want to be like the mayor of Green Bay?
No.
And you get Pella Windows
Pella
and Doors.
Windows, I want to say, and you tease me about that, but
having those four stories?
Those are great windows and doors. And
It's the top of the line.
And it saves energy costs.
Top of the line.
Their installation, their customer service is the best.
Top of the line.
There was no...
Yes.
I mean, there's other places.
They're the best.
But they are the best. It was
we're
great.
We're proud to have them as part of our show.
Wow.
Pella Windows and Doors.
Look who's here.
Christy's here. Christy. We're going to have a talk with Christy about that ship.
Yeah.
The Alpina. Yay, somebody texted me, said that's the oldest ship on the waterways. 1942 it was built. Isn't that cool?
Wow.
Yeah. I was talking to a good friend of mine, Chuck, who spoke with me at the fair.
Yeah, he was great.
His daughter. We're talking about that. Her and her husband and their little boy go up to Duluth to see all those ships come through and leave. And I told you that my parents used to, in the summer, my dad worked for the mining company, obviously, Cleveland Cliffs Iron Company, and they used to go on cruises in the summer on those ships. They would get on the ship in Marquette and go to, like, Duluth, and then all the way around the Great Lakes, go to Cleveland, Buffalo, Ohio, or Buffalo, all those places. Isn't that cool? I would love to do that.
My son-in-law, his father is in the shipping industry.
Really?
The Colombian.
Really?
And, he would do that for like a month.
I would love to do that. Could I get a job doing that, do you think?
That's, I don't know. I think it's a
I'd be
bit
good
more
at that.
Work.
Ooh,
I think.
Do you have to know how to swim?
I think.
If you fall overboard.
My concern is, weren't you the guy that was complaining about being sore after walking up the steps at the high school football game? I think that
there's not a lot of steps on there, are there?
No, but I think it's work.
Oh, physically,
I do.
Like belabor.
Oh. I do. Mm. But anyway, he went all over the world. But I think you probably need to be bilingual too for that. You might be, or
I am
a couple languages.
What? I kind of have. Quieres?
Okay.
Señore. Look at these coffee mugs that Christy brought us. Monogrammed. M. Look at you got one too.
Oh.
These are cool.
Thank you. I was looking
at at me like
why didn't I get one?
And then it's like sitting right next to him.
This is awesome.
Isn't that cool? Where'd you get those from, Christy? Good morning, boys.
Hobby Lobby.
Nice.
From where?
So
Hobby Lobby.
So that ship going through. So I've been staying here at the city deck for a few days, which is saving me literally $100 in gas.
I know.
Driving back and forth from Manitowoc with gas price in Manitowoc at like $360 something. Yeah. It's like $100 a week I'm putting in gas.
Yeah. I know. I feel.
Is it ever going to go down again, or is this like now the status quo?
You know, here's the thing with gas. I just, far be it for these companies to be greedy, but can you believe that because of the storm in San Diego.
Is that
gas.
What the reason is this time?
It's yeah. everything.
They come up with every excuse humanly possible to raise the prices.
Right.
I know.
It's like, give me a break.
I totally agree.
Because of the weather and this and that. It's just like, come on.
Yeah, it was the
guys.
Heat. And it was, it's so hot that things are breaking down. Really?
No,
you didn't build them in Houston, Texas or whatever. You didn't build them so that they could stand the heat, huh?
It is all... Remember,
it's a scam.
Economics.
It's a scam.
Elasticity.
Oil companies could just print money.
How?
And what are you going to do about it?
You price it as high as you can price it.
Blame it on Saudi Arabia.
And it's an oligopoly.
Blame it on Russia. Blame it on whomever.
There's only four or five people in the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they all make billions of dollars.
Right. And it's not like, it's
like really, you got to screw us over that bad on a regular basis.
I know.
But John, we are happy to have you at the City Deck Landing Apartments, but I'm not going to lie. I was scared this morning when I saw your car parked behind mine.
Why?
just safety alone.
Well, we played a joke on somebody.
Deanna, if you're listening.
Who didn't think it was funny.
Was it the best?
Yeah, I had to move. But it's funny. She showed me a text. She got, I presume that's Mino's car in my spot because of the damage in the front. So I'm already a marked man here.
Yeah. Just a little. Yeah. Just a little.
You parked somebody in?
No. Oh. No.
That would be nice.
Yeah, no. But then I tried to play a joke on a guy by being like half in his parking spot, and he didn't think it was funny. No,
I sure wouldn't.
So I had to go move it again. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be the most popular guy if I stick around here.
Well, we want you to stick around.
Yes. But man, that ship going through this morning was just magnificent.
It was.
It's so cool.
They're all like that.
Did you know that that's the oldest one on the waterway? 1942 it was built?
No, that's awesome.
I know.
That's
is that awesome. An ore carrier?
It is.
Okay, the Alpina.
Wow. Alpina, you bet.
Do you think I could work on a ship? I'm looking for a part-time job.
How do you get the job where you open the bridge?
The bridge tender.
We heard him say, pick up the pace the other day.
Oh, that's right.
That's good.
People walking, and they wouldn't walk fast enough.
Oh, he was telling people on the street?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I that is a good job.
Yeah.
I mean, I could read a book until we need it to do anything, right? Don't you think?
Yeah.
Could I read a book? What did he just say? He said something like a secret code he just said somewhere. All right, Christy's here to talk about some great things coming up in downtown Green Bay. We got Greg Cook, former Green Bay Packer offensive lineman, coming up. We got a lot of stuff going on here today. Is it Tuesday?
All day.
On a Tuesday, Mino and the Mayor back after this.
He stays a stranger.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street.
This is Oshkosh Air Support.
1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
ABC News.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. You'll find complete coverage of the first Republican presidential debate all day on your local civic media radio station.
All the show hosts will be broadcasting from the Deer District in Milwaukee. Listen live starting at 8 a.m. Then join Todd Alba and Kristen Bry at 6 as they talk with state and national political experts.
Special live coverage of the Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee all day Wednesday, August 23rd on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about. And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with a high of 90. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 72. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 98. Tomorrow, sunny skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Breakdown, shakedown, everybody's moving to the town. You know, Bob Seger.
That was so good.
Beverly Hills Cop, one of the great.
That was a good
That was such a good movie. That's when Eddie Murphy was in his prime.
He was great.
He was so good back then. Loved that movie.
Is that a banana in your tailpipe?
I'm sorry?
Is that a banana in your tailpipe?
I know, right? Are you the man that did something at the buffet? God, that was a fun movie.
Yeah.
How good was Bob Seger in his day, too, huh?
I know, right?
Did you see him when he was at the Rush?
No.
Oh, I did. That was a great, great guy. You know who sat right behind me? Mark Scogin. I've seen Mark at so many concerts over the years.
Oh, that's his thing.
Yes. Love Bob. I'm a huge Bob Seger fan.
Yeah.
Huge.
Didn't he sell some music to Chevy?
Yeah, and he said he actually talked about that at his concert.
Oh.
And he said, you know, when you're a young musician, you always say, I'm never going to go commercial because my music is pure. It's for the people. It's for the art, blah, blah, blah. And then Chevy wrote me a check that was so big that I thought, I'm going commercial.
He said, I looked at the check and thought about it for 3 seconds.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly. And it's like, I'm commercial.
Commercial all the way.
Absolutely. That's right. Love Bob Seger. Yeah, can't beat him. So good morning, Christy.
Hey, Christy.
Good morning,
from
boys.
The City Deck Landing. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. We're talking about that big ship going through today.
Yes, the Alpina.
And that is just majestic to sit there and see something like that go through. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Yeah.
City looks great. I mean, yeah. I know there's...
I'm going to give you credit on something. Those bridges with all the different lights, phenomenal.
That's what I'm talking about. I love that.
And that was cool. Your idea.
Yeah, that was cool.
And the city deck in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
That those lights, were you here for either of you, for the dedication of the lights?
I was not.
Okay, I didn't know. I mean, it was a while ago, right? But, God, that was fun. And I had the mayor of Orange, New Jersey was... He was actually the president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and after he was termed out after, I think, 12 years, then he went and worked for a lighting company. So he went back to mayors and said, hey, look, why don't you do this? He came to see me. Anyway, we had him here for the dedication, and he is a little bit like John, very high energy, funny. And I'm like, trying to grab the mic back from him because I said, you can introduce yourself. But then we... because of the variety of lighting that we have there, I mean, everything from Christmas to...
opposing teams.
Right. But we had music, and we did We All Live in a Yellow Submarine, or whatever, the Beatles thing. And yeah. We had just different music that was matched up. And it was great. And I got the nicest... I got quite a few letters from people in my career and some...
Like actual letters back in
letters,
the day?
Letters. Yeah. I got one from...
Isn't that still fun when you get a
love
letter?
It. Love
I agree.
It.
Isn't it though?
It is.
Because they took the time...
Yes.
...to sit down. But anyway, one of them was from a millennial saying, look, what you did is great for millennials. And I thought that was really kind of cool. And I think that does help get some people down here.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Does. There were still people opposed to it, right?
Oh, yeah.
You could literally, you as a mayor of pretty much right. Any town, any city, you could say, I've got this thing and it's going to cure cancer. And people would jump up and say, nah, we don't need that.
Right.
Really?
I mean, John, that is...
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
They just have to be opposed, don't they?
It helps their personal career. Okay. That is why. You give them sodium pentothal and say, hey, look, I really believe in it deep down, but you know what? I need to be on odds with you.
Yeah.
So anyway, but the bridge thing was that was pretty well accepted. And it was great. We got some donations too from,
what about politics? How about if I went into politics for that part-time job?
Good.
Okay. I'd support you, man, but I don't want to see you hurt.
I know. Your candidate for Green Bay Mayor, John Minow.
Crowd goes wild.
Oh, boy.
Good morning, Green Bay. What do you think? I can be mayor, don't you think? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Please,
thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Please.
You suck, Minow. Thank you, Green Bay.
You gotta listen past that stuff.
I don't want to hear about your dead dog anymore. All right.
Thank you, Green Bay.
Love you too.
You got the basics down.
Jason, you're gonna be my campaign manager.
Yeah, well, you're gonna.
I can do that.
Okay, thank you. All right,
that's
very
funny.
Nice.
Yeah, that. All right.
And another thing, Christy, another thing with the lights on national, you know, when they do the football games, they spotlight the bridge in all the colors.
I know.
It really, it's a big deal.
With the opposing team.
What's that?
The opposing team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how controversial that was.
I remember that. Yeah. It's like why, and people are like, "Wow, that's not being loyal to the Packers."
Right. And really? then get this.
Yeah.
So. We are, talk about emails and letters, cards, but many, many people who come to Green Bay, it's their first time to see their team. And they just love your city. The people were great. And then when we did this bridge lighting, we thought, well, let's be a welcoming city. Let's honor them or recognize them. Maybe not honor is the right word, but recognize them and do one of the bridges in the opposing team colors. I swear to God, one of my senior staff at 11 Direct Reports came in and said, Mayor, that is a really bad idea. I'm like, why is that? There's going to be traffic jams because people won't drive over. John, this is a guy making over 100 grand.
Oh, my God.
Senior manager.
Unbelievable.
And I'm like, well, I'll take the risk.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I think it's great. And
it looks phenomenal.
It does. And there's other things we do, and we'll do breast. I hope Eric, it's up to him, but you know, breast cancer. We'll do pink lights when
absolutely.
And, you know, the prostate has a color. The suicide is I think blue and white. And there's suicide walk, which goes over that bridge. There's just a lot of neat things you can do with lighting.
Totally agree.
Absolutely.
And it just makes our city look
makes such a statement. Just it looks does, good. Doesn't
it? It just looks great. Yeah. And why not? And it wasn't that expensive, but it was just. You know, I don't want to complain because it was yesteryear, but it was just harder than it needed to be.
I know. I mean, I remember but, it well.
I think you it was a good call.
You got to admit, I used to defend you a bunch on my you old did. Radio shows.
You did.
I mean, I used to call out people like you can't believe.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, you were great.
Yeah.
And and here we are.
Yeah.
Now picking on each other.
I know,
so,
right?
Anyway.
Just a little.
Now I don't defend you anymore. So,
Christy.
Alrighty,
a lot
boys.
Of going on. Do you want me to pitch this at this Dark Arts Circus?
Yes, please.
I think that's very, very cool. So it Dark is. Arts Circus presents this Country Fried Cabaret at the Tarleton. Now, the Tarleton, you all know where that is. Used to be a movie theater right on Dousman. What
used to be Nick Barnett's?
Right. Used to be, what was that?
Nightclub?
54, 52?
56.
56.
Yeah.
Club 56. Right. But put a lot of money into it, and it's just a great place to
I remember
see.
You there on the dance floor. Remember that? You'd be just like jamming. Really?
Hey, we're back to the Dark Arts Circus. So it's Country Fried Cabaret at the Tarleton. It's Saturday, August 26th.
To Ludacris, remember? Remember that? All right. Thank you, Jason.
All right. Saturday, August 26th. So this
ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of Green Bay, Jim Schmidt's released now. Ludacris with Bad Boys. Bring it on.
Okay, this you guys got to come to this. It's from 9
Everybody
to 11.
On the dance floor. Here we go. Led by the mayor.
I'm glad I printed this out
yeah,
for Jim.
Yeah, so am I. I know, right? So the Dog Days of Summer combined. The Dog Days of Summer. You know why it's called the Dog Days of Summer?
I do not.
Why?
People would think because, you know, the
is this a real historical thing?
Well, no, but you people think of the Dog Days of Summer is, you know, like a
well, yeah, they're hot lazy
the dog,
and
the dog panting like in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. You saw that? Just the dogs on the front porch, you know, that thing that has.
Yes, I will
literally pay him to never do that again. I'll come in every day and I'll put down a $10 bill if you promise not to that panting thing and that look on your face
I can't unsee that.
Well, I know, either. Was that some code to Milton?
My dog.
Milton, if you're listening.
He is listening.
That's for you, sweetie.
He listens every day.
Wow.
Anyway.
Thank you for that, Jim.
Yes.
Oh.
The Dog Days of Summer. The Dog Days of Summer was.
And you saw Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Oh yeah,
Elizabeth Taylor, Paul Newman, great movie.
Yes, I saw the play.
1963.
Yeah, I think I saw the play. I didn't.
See you didn't see the actual movie?
No.
Oh, with Big Daddy. Remember Big Daddy?
Yeah,
he was the guy.
Took forever for them to say.
And the guy played for the Dixie
line.
Rebels.
He you're waiting for that line.
For the Dixie Rebels.
Really? Okay.
And he
anyway.
Broke his leg. That was Paul Newman.
Okay.
Focus.
Okay.
Yes. All right. There you go. See, that's my word.
Elizabeth Taylor the best looking actress of all time in her day? Did you ever see the movie Giant? Rock Hudson?
No.
James Dean? No. You never. How could you not have seen classic movies?
Raquel Welch.
Oh, 10,000 years BC?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. 100 Rifles with Jim Brown. Remember that? How about she played the part of the roller derby queen, the KC Bombers. Remember that one? Raquel Welch, 1972.
I remember that movie. I don't remember that movie, but I remember hearing about that, but I don't know.
No?
Okay. Wasn't she in a movie? Was she in a movie with Dudley Moore?
No, you're thinking of Bo Derek.
Oh, that's what I'm
with
thinking.
With 10.
Yeah.
Where did this come from?
I don't know.
What, the movie 10? 1979.
No. Why are you talking about those gals?
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Anyway, the Dog Days of Summer.
Wow.
You want me to hand this to John?
Easily distracted much?
Squirrel.
Who's ADD?
Yes. Yeah.
So I have a paragraph to read here, okay. And I only got through the Dog Days of Summer, but the Dog Days of Summer, everybody thinks it's because dogs are panting.
Right. Okay, here we go again.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Okay,
I'm not
going to
do it.
Thank you.
On the front porch in the South with the guy with the hat. But it's because of the Dog Days of Summer is astrological sign, like the stars. And there was a guy that at certain times of the year, you could the stars would show him and then his dog next to him. And then they would say that's the dog days of summer because of the stars. It had nothing to do with the dog's pet.
I'll never forget that,
yeah,
Jim.
I just said,
ever.
And now you're astrological.
John, when I read that. Okay, so here we go, you guys. This is going to be great. This is a great show. 9 to 11 p.m., which is kind of fun to go out that late at night. August 26th. The Dog Days of Summer, combined with a hint of nostalgia, have inspired a new show by Dark Arts Circus at the Tarleton Theater. Country Fried Cabaret is coming up. Burlesque variety show. Have you seen a burlesque show like out in Vegas?
I have not.
You'd be panting like Jim.
He's like disgusted with me. You haven't seen a burlesque show.
I think everybody has.
What's wrong with you?
The upcoming burlesque variety show set to a soundtrack of alternative.
I don't really know what burlesque is. It's burlesque. Not strippers, is it?
No, John. Okay, it's classier.
It's okay. You don't bring dollar bills to the burlesque show. Okay. But this burlesque show of these people dancing is put to a soundtrack of alternative and classic country music. Isn't that going to be interesting?
It sounds great.
It is.
I love country music.
And paying tribute to the rhinestone cowfolk culture of the past.
Nice.
That is going to be interesting. And something, what the Tarleton does and what, you know, City Deck, you have to offer variety.
Right.
Maybe this isn't for everybody, but this is something, you want to see something kind of unique, you got to go out to this. This is going to be fun. The tables are on sale now at thetarleton.com. The Tarleton, thetarton.com. Seating arrangements on first come, first serve basis. So the doors open at 8, and the show, like I said, is at 9. You got to be 21.
I think it sounds like fun.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be very different and just bringing more culture to our downtown.
There you go.
Absolutely. And also Saturday is the Water Lantern Festival over at Light Memorial Park, and that is going on from 5 to 9.
What is that?
That is, they launch a bunch of lanterns onto the water. It's called Light the Water Together. And you just watch the lanterns drift out into the water, all the beautiful lights, everybody coming together. They're going to have some food trucks and stuff out there.
That is a very cool thing, John.
It is.
I'm surprised haven't seen that in Two Rivers, because they do that lantern.
Do they?
You know how they have the kite festival?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever, but the last evening they do the lanterns. And it's very
cool. Out over the water?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is.
And the hot air balloons this past Saturday, how cool was that?
We saw that. We were coming back from the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't really take off though, right?
They don't.
Okay.
They don't. They just light them up.
How do you navigate with a balloon?
So many questions.
No,
I know, but really, that's a good question.
It's got to be toggles. Right. To turn you. And then I got to believe that that's propane that rises.
Is it? I don't know.
To put the heat up there?
Is it propane? I don't know. But I mean, that's what I mean. How would you like, I'm going to take a left-hand turn. You know what I mean?
Did you skydive?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
So it's
I'm afraid of heights. I've told you that.
It's a toggle. So there's like
Have you skydived?
I have one.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Yeah. So there's pools in there. Yes.
Yeah. Jason, have you?
Are you seriously asking?
Is that a yes or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
What's my condition, dude?
Well, still, you could do that. Sure, why couldn't you do that?
You could.
Do tandem or by yourself?
No, tandems.
You did tandem?
I did because I was scared.
Did you?
So you did it by yourself?
Yes.
So you had enough faith in yourself to pull that ripcord when you needed to
John,
or whatever,
huh? He was the mayor.
I was not the mayor when I did that.
I was the mayor of this town. All right. We got to set a quick break. Christy's here talking about a bunch of stuff happening downtown. Greg Cook, former Pack, will be joining us in a few minutes. Minor the Mayor, back after this. Ooh, baby,
it's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away, so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WISS in Oshkosh. We're all over the place, Jim. We're all
getting there, John.
Over the place.
Yeah.
Christy's here, who runs the City Deck Landing, which is, I got to tell you something. Okay, so I've been staying here for a few days, like I told you.
Yeah.
Sleeping on the floor because she didn't give me a bed or anything.
Well, they're not furnished, man.
I know, really, I know. I'm just saying.
Oh, it's not like
saying,
it's fine print.
I can't do everything.
I'm right. Just saying, so my back is a little.
There's
sleeping on the floor.
Those are beautiful views.
Right. Beautiful.
Detailed beautiful. Apartments.
Phenomenal.
Those unbelievable. Are, those are unbelievable. Nice. And that's why they're full. Thank God. You found one, and you're complaining a little bit, John.
No, I'm not complaining.
Some of us wake up, and we're grateful. We go through our list. And
but it is. I'll be honest with you, though. You know, it's not like I just get in the elevator. I'm in the. I actually counted. It was 52 steps to get
you
here today.
You didn't take the steps.
52 steps.
You took the stairs?
No. I walked on the sidewalk. How far it was to get from where I am.
You took the elevator, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it's 52 steps.
The unit's right next to the stairs.
So it was a good workout. So I got that going for me. But what I wanted to say is, you know what is so amazingly cool? The market here. That is the coolest store you'll ever find.
Yeah.
I mean, I just like going in there and just wandering around because it's like, it's got everything. I mean, it's awesome.
And that is akin to in like in New York, they're on every corner.
Yes.
It's got everything.
Yeah.
And it's clean. It's priced right. It's not like, you know, sometimes you go into those places downtown and they're just gouging you. It's like twice the price it is.
Yeah.
That place is priced right. Great customer service. And, you know, you've heard the term the 5 minute city where people can walk everywhere in 5 minutes, yeah. Work, church, or maybe it's a 10-minute city. Yeah, 5 minutes would be a little close. And with John, that would be John, even a 15-minute city. But it's where you could
use. I got a new hip, okay, Jim?
That is true. But you can walk everywhere. So you can walk to Entertainment, City Deck. You can walk to the Farmer's Market. You can walk to Mass. You can walk to, and that market is great. And if you can walk or transit to work, that's where this country's going, especially with these younger kids. And
absolutely.
John, you're, you know, outside, well, you should be grateful to be part of that.
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah, that's because
I'm hip,
and I can't tell you I'm hip.
I'm hip. One
very cool guy, and I can't say how many people come off on their boats and come in just to get snacks and stuff like that. Get bait. We have live bait. You know, you name it. But downtown Green Bay really needed that.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's been talked about, and it just takes people like you and the entrepreneur to take the risk, because there's risk, right? I mean, there's
absolutely.
Not massive people down here yet.
This was not easy. No. We bought it in October of 2022, and none of this was here. Waterfront Market, Anchor Coffee, Civic Media. We're really, really proud.
And a waiting list to get in too.
Absolutely.
I mean, give yourself some credit for that.
I'm renting to people from all over the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met some really nice people at the fair who live here.
Yeah.
They came up and talked to me. Oh, we listened to your show. And I'm like, oh, yeah, where do you live? And yeah, City Dick Landing. So, yeah.
I think it's kind of cool. Didn't you say, like, there's a lot of traveling doctors these days?
Yes. Oh, traveling nurses, traveling doctors. And big time.
Why not live downtown, right?
Right.
Who wants to live out in the sticks or the burbs? Yeah.
Sometimes you don't even have to leave because the market's right down there. You forget milk, butter, bread, just walk
sandwiches,
down the stairs.
Sandwiches, salads.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Not by bread alone.
I haven't been in there yet, but there's a huge liquor store.
You haven't been in there yet.
You haven't been in there yet. John, I was going to say, there's other things in that store besides liquor.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's a big variety. It's a good selection.
But it is. It's great to have that. And I think people, you know, and I was teasing John about, but people who, they kind of make a decision at 55 and at like, you know, 28, 29, 30. And when you study those two groups of people, they kind of want the same thing. Mm-hmm. They want music. They want the arts. And so if you can capture that, which you have here, because they want to live in a good environment, a safe environment. And we need more of this. I mean, I know, and I know you're looking at some other properties down here, and I would encourage you to do that.
You guys are going to own downtown Green Bay, aren't
right.
you?
We're trying. Someone,
look at that guy in Detroit, right? Didn't he?
Yeah,
absolutely. He did a great job, the guy in Vegas.
Yep.
Take a lot of pride.
Yeah, you do.
We do.
You do. You're very proud of your community, and we love that. So, yeah, it is. It's working, and you know, we're glad you're our landlord, you know.
Yeah. We love having you.
Don't nice. Kick us out yet.
We won't. We won't. Just don't hit my car, John.
Okay? Oh, wow. No guarantees. How funny is that? Oh, we got to talk about that. That you get. I told you, she got a text from somebody about, could you talk to Mino? It wasn't even John or John. Talk to Mino about his parking. I assume that's his car with the damage in front.
Yeah, that's funny.
So I'm already getting a reputation down here.
Just a little. And I see that you kept the piece of your car that I brought you
yes,
in that day.
Yes, you found in the parking lot. That
left
was,
a little bit of a trail.
I know. Yes.
So on another note, also at Light Memorial Park, so there is going to be from 4 to 6:30 on Sunday, it's called Bumpus. It says a powerhouse ensemble merging soul music with funky big beats, deep bass, lush horns, and a heavy organ.
Nice.
And then a reminder, the Saturday's Farmer's Market is still going on till October 28th, and that's from 7 to noon.
It stays that long,
It
huh?
does.
Wow.
Well, that's the best market. I love that one. I really do.
Pumpkins, you know,
absolutely.
Just family oriented. The smells, the sights, everything.
The people there.
Sampling all the cheese.
Tell me more about this Bumpus. But okay, Bumpus. So what is it? A band?
It is.
Oh,
yeah, live music.
Okay, yep. It's a band, and that's from 4 to 6.
4 to 6:30.
And I'm assuming it's food trucks.
Oh yeah, food trucks and a bunch of fun stuff. Yeah.
So it's just another festival, like downtown.
What movie is that from?
What?
Bumpus!
I don't know. It's the first time I ever said that word, I
really?
Think.
Really? Right. Come on. What movie? Jason, what movie?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Bumpus!
I don't know.
Get your dogs out of here!
Get your dogs.
Bumpus!
Bumpus?
Yeah. Christmas Story.
I don't know.
Remember when the guy's dogs all go in and steal the turkey? Remember the Christmas Story?
Christmas you don't forget story anything.
The what? Heck out of that turkey, too.
Yes! Yeah. Exactly.
The Christmas Story is
about story.
That
little
poor
Ralphie.
Family that gives them a ham. Isn't that the Christmas Story?
Or no, it's about little Ralphie, one of the BB gun.
Don't shoot Ralph. Your eye out.
Exactly.
Okay.
No.
No.
Oh my god.
Not
gosh.
At all.
We're gonna
not
have.
Even close.
No, we're gonna do someday. We're gonna have movie appreciation day. All day we're gonna talk movies.
Jim doesn't watch movies.
I don't.
I
watch
know.
Movies.
How do you not? No, how could you not? Have, how did you not take your daughters to see A Christmas Story?
I saw A Christmas Story, but nothing.
In a play?
There wasn't a dog in there.
No.
I mean, the Christmas story. There's
Darren McGavern. He played the dad.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Nope.
The Christmas Story. They're just. I saw in the paper. There's tryouts for it's at St. Norbert College. The family that they. Yeah, John. I don't.
Yeah, Jason. Go
I
ahead.
I think a lot of people have that name.
We've got 1 minute.
Okay.
A lot of people.
It's gonna be a long minute.
What? I think that name is not exclusive to one.
Yeah, it is. A Christmas Story. It's the name of the movie. It's the greatest movie, Christmas holiday movie of all time.
I'll look that up. I don't know. Okay. I don't have my phone.
He's not going to look that up.
No, he's not. He's a Scott Farkas and his miserable little toady, Grover Dill.
Okay.
You don't forget anything. You do not.
Gosh. I could see you. I could totally see you as a Grover Dill when you were younger. where you had this buddy who was like this really big mean kid, but you were actually the mean guy. You know, I could see you so much like a Grover Dill. Who's next?
Yes. And then I send the mean guy
exactly.
On him?
Oh, that, my gosh. That, we got to send that, a break. Back work. After this.
That could work.
All right. I'm going to meet
the boys on As Goes Wisconsin.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.